Welcome back, Nerdles. This is episode number.
You literally just forgot.
I never knew what the number was.
He just said 37.
Thirty something.
I mean, okay, so
yeah, I'm pretty sure 37 is 30 something.
Yeah,
but because there's only 16 weeks in a semester, and we haven't done every podcast for the year.
So we're either in the high 20s or low 30s.
I'm guessing 28, boys.
All right. Podcast 28. We did it. Everyone round of applause. Everyone stop.
Okay, enough clapping.
Stop clapping.
It's a force of habit.
Just keep clapping for life.
That's the one. Roll a
d20. Roll a d20.
I don't know what I'm rolling
roll
for.
Roll a d20 to see if you stop clapping. Roll That's athletics.
But anyway,
it'd be sanity.
How are you guys doing? I think I'm doing pretty good. I had a lot of coffee just now.
He did.
It was. I can't tell.
I had coffee with espresso, otherwise known as a red eye.
He made me a coffee with espresso, and then I tried it and wanted death instantaneously.
I felt my heart skip a beat.
I felt his heart.
It's pretty good.
Several beats.
But how are you guys doing on this fun Friday afternoon? Did you guys have a good break?
Mostly.
Good. I'm talking to the Nerdles.
I'm talking to you guys.
Anthony Richards, who I'm now introducing myself because I haven't said my name yet. Yeah.
You just know who I am.
Yes, but you know, I'm a very obscure internet reference, so I have to introduce myself.
Okay, understandable. you are very obscure. Today we have a special guest. Special guest, would you like to introduce yourself?
Before the rest of the regular guests introduce themselves.
Sure. Special guest is me. My name is Antoine. Hello, Nerdles.
Do you even go here?
Yeah.
Kind of. A little bit.
Kind
of, sort of.
It's a kind of right now.
I went to the bathroom once. Antoine, probably.
Yeah, absolutely.
But let's get the other introduction out of the way. I'm Elliot Cabe.
I'm Anthony Richards. Again.
We do say our last names, by the way.
Oh,
you don't
names.
Have to.
Gotcha.
The guests
if you're not comfortable.
Cool. Yeah, but you know, I've already accepted whatever my identity on the internet is. This isn't gonna make it worse.
Yeah.
Fair point.
John, you didn't say your name.
Oh yeah, I'm John Rowland.
Yeah, there he is. All right, let's jump into this this musky news of the week, the best part of the week. We have four today. Number one is SpaceX was approved to launch 4,425 satellites for their SpaceX internet service?
Yeah, satellite internet service
provided by SpaceX.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And apparently it's going to be gigabit internet from space. I think that's the grandiose plan for it eventually.
I'm trying to look up what the current satellite, the highest satellite internet is.
It's like a couple megabytes or something. Mm-hmm. It's like a couple megabits. It's really slow.
Yeah, I know that much. But are they hoping to make it extremely fast?
I think they want it relatively fast.
Yeah, they don't expect it to be Ethernet fast, but they expect it to be...
So their goal is to create global internet. That's what they're trying
to
do.
Their goal is to surpass DSL by a margin of some sort. I don't know what this margin is, but it's a margin.
And also to end the less than not monopolized monopoly of ISPs.
Oligopoly, actually. Mm. It's completely legal.
Hmm.
So don't get upset about it.
Nah, it's a monopoly.
Yeah, it's pretty much it's a monopoly with several companies.
Yeah, it's a monopoly where they nicely agree to partition sections.
Yeah, yeah, that's called a trust.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
But it's clearly not because they're allowed to.
It's legal.
It's the legal version of a trust.
It's the legal version of a monopoly. Which why is there a legal version? Who knows? Thanks,
because otherwise you couldn't have the board game.
It's pre-1920s. It was like late 1800s, early 1900s.
Yeah. Okay. True. Thanks that time period. You didn't get ironclad laws.
Can we blame this on Herbert Hoover?
We could easily
just
because
a lot
Herbert
of things get blamed on him anyways.
It was really
Herbert Hoover was Herbert Hoover was at least like
it wasn't really Herbert Hoover. It was what's his name, the one who liked to wrestle bears, Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah, I was also gonna say Lincoln because Lincoln liked to wrestle.
You're right. Lincoln did like to wrestle.
Who would win in a fight, Lincoln or Teddy Roosevelt?
Well, Lincoln was a vampire slayer.
Exactly. That was the exact point I was going to make. He slays vampires, and Teddy Roosevelt can only slay
bears.
No, but
right?
Teddy Roosevelt was bears. No, but Teddy Roosevelt was a Sasquatch hunter.
Was he?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
You know what? It makes incredible sense.
He didn't wrestle bears. He wrestled Sasquatches,
right?
And called them bears because they were as easy to wrestle as a bear.
But is the Sasquatch immortal?
Right?
So vampires aren't. You can kill a vampire.
Very true. Very true.
So here's my
Sasquatches
thing,
are like elves. They live till they're like 200 years old.
And then they die.
And then they die.
Immediately.
200 and you're dead.
Yeah. They're walking around all happy. Everything's normal. Just falls over dead.
I mean, that's because of Teddy Roosevelt and that elephant gun. He just... I was going to make a noise, but I realized that elephant guns are too loud to make a noise
Pew.
Of. Boom, big boom.
Pew.
Big
boom. Biggest boom.
Pew.
But in other words, in other musky news,
pew.
John! In other musky news,
pew.
They launched 10 satellites in one rocket flight and captured the nose cone, which is typically lost.
So, yeah, no. So now here, this one gets really interesting, right? Because this is really giving them the leeway to eventually to get the approval to do like the 4,425 satellites they want to do in the future, because they launched 10 satellites in one shuttle launch, right?
Shuttle.
Huh?
It wasn't a shuttle.
In one rocket launch.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So in one rocket launch. Now, I'm assuming Muskie wants to be able to get that down to even more with, less.
Well, he wants to do, like, 30 in one launch. Right? You know Muskie.
But as of right now, 10 is a pretty decent number still. And on top of this, with this most recent rocket launch that he did, they managed to recover the nose cone, which is a $6 million piece of the rocket, which is typically just lost. But now, because he's perfected the art of capturing the nose cone, it can be reused, which goes as far to save money.
Hold on. I'm reading something about number of satellites launched into space at once.
Mm-hmm.
For communication satellites. I think the highest successful appears to be 12 satellites on board. The highest planned is 29. But if you're going with non-communicating satellites, which these wouldn't be, it was 480,000 needles were launched into space.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what kind of needles, maybe like sewing needles, but it was to serve as an artificial ionosphere. I guess we needed one of those.
That's interesting.
I don't know what that means. And I kind of don't like that we need an artificial one, because that means we had one but then didn't.
I mean, we still have an ionosphere. Like, I don't know how you get rid of an ionosphere.
We just did it. We're just like, nope, gone.
Yeah, the greatest thing about humans is how we can just will things we don't like out of existence.
Like Sasquatch.
That wasn't humans. That was Teddy Roosevelt.
Facts. Sasquatch
by himself.
Yeah, he had the will of several thousands upon millions of humans.
Abraham Lincoln got rid of the vampires, and Teddy Roosevelt got rid of the Sasquatches. Who got rid of the werewolves?
He has a fair point.
I was going to say Reagan, or I was going to say Andrew Jackson.
Reagan got rid of the aliens, because remember, Star Wars.
Andrew Jackson invented whiskey, basically.
Andrew Jackson single-handedly
got rid of the Indians.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna make my standard Trail of Tears reference, where Andrew Jackson single-handedly completed the Trail of Tears with a bullwhip and a Colt 1858 Navy revolver. But like, I guess I'm making that joke now. But no, I think the werewolves are still at large. We're waiting.
Okay, so no one's Twilight got rid trilogy, of it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Trilogy, but the, you know, series of films.
It was a trilogy, I think.
That killed yeah.
the No, it's four wolves. Books. No. Yeah, it's four books.
Yeah.
Was it?
I mean, not like, that I but read that it, would have so also know, had to say that means it also killed vampires, but vampires were already dead because of Abraham Lincoln.
Exactly. So vampires are completely fictional, but werewolves are real. At least in today's meta.
I would say Mitt Romney was a werewolf, so like they're still out there. So
what do we think of Ted Cruz?
Ted Cruz is also obviously a werewolf.
He's a Zodiac.
Wow. Someone forgot the meme from, like, what was it, like 4 years ago at this point?
No, the Zodiac Killer. Why do you think his handwriting is so bad? Because he just digs with his hands. He doesn't write with them.
Okay. So maybe he's both. Maybe the Zodiac Killer was a werewolf.
Confirmed.
Zodiac Killer was a werewolf.
Wait a minute. So if the Zodiac Killer was a werewolf, what's that make Jack the Ripper?
Probably a vampire.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah, I mean,
that why we don't know who Jack the Ripper is? Because
Abraham Lincoln
just entirely gone forever.
No, wait. Mm-hmm. When was Jack the Ripper at large?
Like 1850s.
Yeah.
Victorian era, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, but no, here's the thing. If Jack the Ripper was at large after Abraham Lincoln's 1888 to 1891.
Right.
That's after Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln only killed American vampires.
Yep.
He was discriminatory.
Or he never died.
I'm kidding. towards London vampires. He didn't like London.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So Jack the Ripper was a vampire, and Abraham Lincoln killed all American vampires. All
right.
I mean,
that
in that day
sense.
And age, he probably wouldn't have been able to get to London. He probably wanted to go to London and fix their vampire problem, but, you know, it was just really inconvenient.
Yeah, also there was a civil war going on.
True.
And then, whenever he died, his spirit went over to London.
Was Jefferson Davis a vampire, and that's why the Civil War happened?
Maybe.
Who even?
I would say.
Yeah,
he was the last living vampire. Actually, you're right.
In America.
Yeah, what was Robert E. Lee?
Just a man.
He was just a man.
A general.
I don't know.
And Ulysses S. Grant was a drunk. I don't know what you won.
He was fishing.
Don't know what to tell you.
No, Robert E. Lee was just a general who pledged his allegiance very poorly.
Yeah.
He didn't like the South, but he was like, I live in the South. I don't get a choice.
He's like, I live in the northernmost part of the South. Why? Please.
Martha, we should have made the move 3 weeks ago.
Martha, why? I don't know if his wife's name was Martha. But
listen, all presidents' wives' names were Martha until Barack Obama, but his wife is the only exception because she's black.
So did we just confirm that Ulysses S. Grant's wife had an affair with Robert E. Lee?
Not. With Rob, okay, wait. No, I thought in my mind I had it as Ulysses S. Grant had an affair with Robert E. Lee, and I'm
that's Ulysses awesome. S. Grant had an affair with Abraham Lincoln.
Okay, now that's believable,
right?
He's slaying other things than vampires.
Yeah, you mean to tell me
he doesn't things just use wood stakes?
You know, I would say Ulysses S. Grant was the first werewolf hunter, but he failed, and that's why he was an alcoholic. All right. Well, I say we get back to the Muskie News of the Week.
I can't
remember.
I was going to need to type something. I need to look something up.
We have four Muskie News of the Week. Next one is Muskie's net worth dropped by 17% as a result of Tesla recalls.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We probably should have actually started with Tesla Model S's get recalled.
Yeah,
but
true.
So his net worth took a hit, but his net worth is like Bitcoin. It just goes up and down. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Who really cares? It's not going anywhere anytime soon. Muskie cares. Muskie doesn't care.
Oh, sorry. Let me say that into the mic.
He's still in the multiple billions.
He's still in the multiple billions, but, you know.
Not nearly as many billions as Jeff Bezos, though.
And here's my favorite one. Elon Muskie, as we affectionately call him, proposed to buy Facebook and then promptly delete it. How much is Facebook worth?
$20.
Huh?
$20.
At least.
At least.
You have to say at least so you're not wrong. Technically.
I'm just saying, if I place an offer for $20, I'm not sure if I'd be turned down.
At this point, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right. You'd turn a profit.
You should email Zuck.
If
Zuck doesn't own Facebook anymore.
What's his email? Is it the@zuck.com?
No, it's thezuck@thezuck.com.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I'll send it now. I'm not even kidding. I'm going to send it now.
The underscore Zuck at the underscore Zuck.com.
Is that a legitimate email?
I mean, I'm about to find out, honestly. Probably. I'm going to literally type it.
Gmail's like, no, you can't email Mark Zuckerberg. That's what it says. Well, John goes on a quest of self-discovery.
What does the subject say?
Send help.
Send help.
Send help.
Help.
And just be like, please delete Facebook. $20, I will buy you, I will buy your website. Did send?
You got to read what he said in the email.
Nope, the two field is not recognized. Oh, you know why? Because underscore is not allowed in email addresses.
All right, then it's just thezuck.com.
Or at least in the domains.
It's just thezuck.com.
The_zuck@thezuck.com?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's sent.
Let's see if I get a mail or demon back.
All right, I'm gonna go on thezuck.com.
This is a bad idea.
Is thezuck.com a real thing?
I'm not getting mail or demon, so possibly...
Whoa, I got redirected to a YouTube page.
Really?
Yeah, Dolan Darker.
Wait, Danger Dolan?
Danger Dolan, but his
Oh, it is... What?
Interesting.
I didn't expect this.
It's just memes.
I don't like this.
It's just a bunch of memes.
I think you guys might have uncovered something here.
Why does it do that?
I guess he paid for it. I don't know why, but he did.
Zuck.com.
It redirects. I did the same thing.
No joke. Oh my god, that's so cool.
Wait.
Z-U-C-C.
Oh, CC.
That's cool. Well, I'm gonna have to ask. I'm gonna have to email that man and be like, why? You sent an email to Dolan Darker. Why are you playing iDubbbz? we're not doing iDubbbz here.
I sent it to his domain. I don't think it's a registered email, but maybe it is.
Man,
maybe I'll get something back.
He'll be like, "How do you have this email address? Why?"
Is an appropriate answer Google?
Huh?
Is that an appropriate answer, just saying Google back?
I think it would be.
Just one word answers.
Google. No, Google is a tool, not a source.
I mean, Google isn't a source because you have to go to the actual source.
Yeah, right? but that's what I just said.
But then people are like, use Google Scholar.
But then what if you actually use like Google's about pages?
No, doesn't count.
No, it's still not.
You can't use the references in Wikipedia articles either. They don't count because it's in Wikipedia.
Because it's in Wikipedia.
Doesn't count. But anyway,
Wikipedia references itself. Does that cancel out its invalidity?
I think it doubles it.
No, it's exponential. At this point.
You're right.
All right, I want to go on to the next thing because I'm really excited about it.
Ooh.
Spyro, the game that you all fell in love with, but after Ripto's Rage, you kind of didn't like it. No, the third one.
Year of the Dragon was fantastic. Don't you talk about
it
like that.
After Year of the Dragon, it kind of got really bad. It almost turned into a second Sonic. But it's getting a remake. I think it's the first three games?
Yep.
Oh, I'm right. So
it's the first original trilogy. Yep.
Yeah, and I, what's it, is it only on PS4?
Nope, Xbox One, too.
Yeah. PC?
Probably, not yet, it's not known yet.
It's probably going to end up like Insane, which is coming to PC in like June, I think.
I need it now.
So it'll probably just be like a year, and then it'll end up on PC.
I'm just going to, I have Spyro 1, Spyro 2 on PS1, so I'm just going to get a PS1.
I think I have Spyro 3 on PS1.
See, I refuse to play Spyro 1 because it handles like garbage.
Oh, Spyro 1 handles like garbage. Ripto's Rage is the only good one. Well, Year of the Dragon's pretty good.
I was going to say, that's wrong. Year of the Dragon's also good. My Year of the Dragon disc is so messed up that the text comes through randomly garbled and mostly just doesn't happen.
So it's corrupted?
Wow. Yeah, the text is just like, it's broken.
You could stream that and make a lot of money. You don't understand.
Sell it as a creepypasta game or something.
No, there's a big market for corrupting video games and then trying to play them. On Twitch,
yeah, but my,
because it's funny.
My game is literally perfect, except for voices just won't. They'll randomly not play.
you're gonna play.
Or it'll come through random chunks, and it'll be like, help! I need it. That's all you get. It's like, what are you saying?
Please stop! Hey, at least it doesn't just like. It comes up and it's just like TV static. No,
it's not even whole syllables. That's the best part. It's just random parts of random syllables.
Yep.
Sometimes half of two syllables put together to make a new third syllable. It's gold.
The mysterious third syllable.
I can't explain why my disc is broken so perfectly, but it is.
If you play it and record it and post it on a YouTube channel, people will watch it. A lot of people will watch it. So,
and if you play it backwards, they'll watch it twice.
Yeah. And if you speed it up, they'll watch it three times. And then you put the Me Channel theme in the background, they'll watch it five times. Because we're going to watch that one twice.
once forward, once backwards.
Yeah, exactly. Once forward, once backwards.
I never realized that my broken game was so valuable.
It is. Broken games that are still playable are great. Like bootleg stuff, oh. Mm-hmm. JonTron does bootleg stuff.
No, those aren't playable.
Snow White and the Seven Clever Boys. That one's a good one.
Titanic.
But anyway, I don't want to make JonTron references the entire time. Does someone want to explain to me what the next one is? All it says is YouTube TV question mark?
Oh, yeah. I don't know what YouTube TV is. I just see it's a thing that apparently YouTube is starting to like stream live TV now.
So they're a cable provider.
Yeah.
Kind of?
Competitor?
I think so. I'd say it's one of those cut the cord replacements, kind of like how like Netflix.
Amazon Fire is cable free live TV.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I don't know anything about it. And
you could get 6 accounts per household.
Okay.
Six.
Yeah, 6 accounts.
That's all. And you can get cloud DVR with no storage limits.
How much is it?
$40 per month. Cancel anytime.
That is cheaper than cable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there is actually a pretty decent list of channels you get. Real quick math.
Well, I just want to know the channels. I don't care how many there are.
Okay. So you get ABC, you get NBC, you get the one that looks like an eye, CBS. You get Fox, that's CBS. You get AMC, BBC America, BBC World News, Bravo, BTN, Cartoon Network, CNBC, CNBC Sports, Sports Network with the I one.
Is Food
CNN.
Network on there?
See, Food Network's the one that I don't care about.
But I won.
I won it. But I hate how many ads they run in the middle of the show, so I'd rather just watch it not
live. Food Network's not on there?
Food Network's not on there.
It's not worth the $40. It's not worth
it. Well, they have Nat Geo.
You mean I can't sit there and binge watch Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives for 7 hours?
That's like the worst Food Network show.
What are you talking about? Okay. So
I don't.
The two best binge watching shows are How It's Made and Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives is not interesting.
You can literally watch the show with your eyes closed. You don't miss a thing, but you get everything you needed. Just get Guy Fieri horking down food like an animal.
Listen, I feel like your interests, they differ very, very much for the interests of the normal man.
See,
you mean How It's Made?
No. How It's Made is... That's decidedly correct.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with that.
Drivers, Dive-Ins, and
Diners, Drive-Ins,
Dine Dinner.
Dingoes,
Dine Dinner?
Dingoes, Dingbats, and
and Doorknobs.
Doorknobs.
The only good Guy Fieri show, though, is Guy's Grocery Games. That's a fact.
My diaphragm hurts.
Antoine, I'm sorry you're here on this day.
No, it's okay. I'm
enjoying it. That's how you said doorknobs. You're like doorknobs. I think that surpassed Amazon Hitman.
Amazon Hitman?
Oh, yeah. You know that whole keyless feature for Amazon? Oh, by the way, it's not written down, but they've actually started doing that nationwide now, the keyless Amazon deliveries. No. But the big joke was that you could order a hitman through Amazon, but you're only going to get the hit on yourself. I mean, but it's true. It's
because
fine,
you're
so you might as well.
Interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a lot funnier when I said it. Now it's not funny anymore.
No. I'm sure it was funny in the context.
Yeah.
I'm sure there was like more story to it.
No, there was less story to it.
There was less story.
That was probably the goal
behind
it.
That's why it was amazing, because it was rhyme.
It's basically they can get into your house.
Kill
for
you.
Free, because they don't need a key to get in, because Amazon has the whole keyless service now.
Right.
So
you just press a button, order a hitman to your house, and then you're dead.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. I see it.
Or you play the most exciting game of cat and mouse you've ever bothered with.
Where the stake is literally your life.
Home Alone 4. No, Home Alone 5. They made a 4.
Oh, no, really? Is Macaulay Culkin in it?
I was going to ask, can I order Macaulay Culkin to come to the house?
I think Home Alone 4 is
You could probably,
like,
you could probably get his band
house.
To come play at like, your bat mitzvah or something.
That's true, but I wanted him as my own personal hitman. I can play Home Alone with him in the opposite role.
How do you like it, Macaulay Culkin? Paint can to the forehead. He's dead. Just like that's the first trap just kills him. Like, there's no chance. All it is just a tripwire and a loaded shotgun.
And what's that thing they say? And the filthy animal thing that they say? There you go.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
That's the one.
You say it's not even Christmas. It's like Halloween.
not even Halloween.
It's not even a standard holiday.
It's like Boxing Day. Yeah.
No, that's like the day after Christmas. Exactly. It's like it's like the hottest day in the middle of July. Mm-hmm. In the middle of the day, too.
I'm lightheaded after those jokes.
It's like morning. It's 6 a.m.
Are you sure it's not the caffeine, Elliot?
Probably the caffeine.
It might be the caffeine.
It's definitely the caffeine.
All right. But anyway, enough about killing Macaulay Culkin with a shotgun. I hope they don't take that as a threat. I really don't want to do that. Macaulay Culkin's a gem. Apple. Blah, getting my people mixed up. Apple is dropping Intel for making their chips. They don't want Intel in their computers, so Apple's going to make their own chips. So that's
insert Braden meme. Can't wait for them to get slower and hotter.
Yeah.
And by hotter, I mean sexier.
To be fair, Intel chips are what runs super hot.
No, AMD runs hotter. Yeah.
No.
I always thought that Intel...
Intel has performance and cooling. AMD has performance, but no cooling.
The new Intel series is regarded as running extremely hot for no good reason.
So, like, compared to, like, the Ryzen?
Yeah, Ryzen runs really cool.
Huh.
I use the stock cooler, and I've never once considered switching it.
And you have Ryzen?
Yeah.
Ryzen 7?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's not a perfect chip, because it's a little bit slower... But it's a better chip, especially
isn't
when
it really
you
good
consider.
For overclocking too?
Yeah. It also doesn't die if you overclock it. Intel.
Intel chips are so fragile.
Yeah, you sneeze overclock an Intel dead. Chip and it's like 90 degrees. Doesn't matter how much. Aftermarket cooling for them. They're bad.
Yeah, you could have it in a mineral oil PC. It's just gonna get too hot. You can't do it.
Hmm. Yeah, they're more powerful, but not by enough to justify.
I learn more about computers every time I come on this show.
But anyway, this would give Apple the actually only distinction, the distinction that it didn't need. It's the only PC maker to use its own processors. It doesn't need to do that. The chips are going to be bad. I don't know what Apple's trying to do.
I mean, A10 chips and iPhones work just fine.
Yeah, but like, okay, so. Cool, we have this iPhone chip. It's pretty good. Let's just scale it and put it in a computer. No, that's not gonna work like that.
Can you imagine if like right before Steve Jobs died, instead of making a will, he was just like, "No, Apple was my legacy. Here's a 12-step plan for bringing it down."
Yeah, that's
first,
pretty much
bring
what he's
Jay
doing.
Bezos in, or not Bezos, bring Cook in as CEO, right? And it's like this is just the plan.
He's just burning it to the ground at this point. I don't think it's going to work well. I wholeheartedly believe that. The last time Apple made hardware that it was proprietary hardware and it was good was the Apple II. And that was because it was Steve Wozniak. It's not going to be good anymore.
iPhone chips.
No.
As much as I hate iPhones, their chips are good.
But it's not scalable. I don't think an iPhone chip can be scalable to a computer.
I mean, the chip itself, no, but they can use the same base architecture.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's just ridiculous.
Also, part of their goal is to make the ecosystem more centralized.
Okay.
Because the goal is for them to be able to run iPhone and iOS apps on macOS. And having the same architecture is the first step to making that even possible.
Yeah, okay.
So, I don't know how they'll do it, but I imagine it'll be fine.
Hackintoshes are going to be a thing of the past then.
Good, because you shouldn't have to use a Hackintosh. If you don't like Apple's hardware, don't use Apple because they're bad.
Yeah, I mean, like, Hackintoshes were always cool, though. I just thought they were neat.
Yeah, they're novelties. I'll give them that.
They're novelties. I mean, like, the thing is...
They're such a pain to maintain.
Yeah.
Like, you use one wrong component, it doesn't work. Your component's too old, it just suddenly doesn't work. You breathe on it, it might work.
Might work.
I don't know.
Sneeze on it, doesn't work. Shoot it with a shotgun, like Macaulay Culkin, it works.
If you if you pet the case against the grain,
sorry,
it doesn't
Macaulay
work.
Culkin, please.
Spare me.
But anyway, on the next joke that we're going to be talking about here is Microsoft is allowing people to run Linux on Windows. That's not a joke, but I think it's a joke.
Microsoft's allowing people to run Linux on.
I don't even think
that before.
I mean,
no.
No.
Not really.
Like, you could do it through VMs, but that's not running it on Windows.
This is legit, like, running it on Windows. I don't know why. The older versions of Microsoft just ran over a shell of MS-DOS. Mm-hmm. It's like that, how Linux is running over a shell of Windows.
Oh, okay.
I think they're going to use Windows kernel and then just have Linux on top of it. I don't know what they're doing.
I don't know, but it's... Whatever exactly they're doing is probably honestly smart.
Yeah, I mean, because Linux isn't getting that big, but why cut off like a couple percentage points of your market?
Yeah, especially because like this would be useful for people who run like data centers because a lot of them use Linux.
Yeah,
because it's
stripped down. It's
more
simple.
Versatile for what they're doing because they don't need all the features of Windows.
Yeah,
so giving it a better platform to run on is just a bonus.
Yeah, I mean. I think Amazon wants to use it. That's a big reason why they're probably allowing it.
Like Amazon, that's the one with the richest man in the world.
Yes,
right?
Yes, Amazon, the Walmart killer.
Yes,
that's what I'm calling Amazon now because Amazon's going to take out Walmart within the next 10 years.
Oh, just so that you know, the four companies that are currently vying to take over the world are Amazon, Google, Disney, and what was the fourth one? I remember there were four. I can't remember.
SpaceX.
Falls under Amazon, doesn't it?
Huh?
No.
No?
SpaceX is not.
Maybe there was only three.
Wait, what are you talking about?
The four companies that are currently vying to control the world.
Microsoft? No.
No.
Microsoft kind of stopped.
Apple, no. Google.
Apple used to be in the running.
Apple's no longer. Apple definitely fell out of the running as of our last.
Google, Disney.
It's, yeah, currently Google, Disney, Amazon. I can't remember who number four was, though. But I feel
I
like
trust Amazon cool. the most.
It would have been Apple.
Yeah, I definitely trust Amazon the most as well.
It would have been Apple, but
I would say Google's the equivalent of some form of chaotic. Apple, Disney is just neutral, and then
no, Disney's no, 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 no. not neutral. Disney's
it,
pure evil.
Yeah, Disney is either evil or chaotic.
I want
good.
Money.
Right?
I want money.
Yeah, I like the things that Disney releases. I don't like the Disney Corporation.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I think Google and Disney are both some form of chaotic. Google's chaotic good, maybe.
Actually, you know what? I would say Disney is lawful. Disney is lawful evil. Okay. Then
Amazon
have...
is like lawful neutral or lawful or like neutral good.
Yeah, I could agree with those.
I'd say Amazon's actually lawful neutral.
Lawful neutral? Okay.
And I'd say Google's chaotic good.
Yeah, Google's chaotic good. Then you have lawful neutral with Amazon, and
with
you
SpaceX.
Have lawful,
lawful good,
lawful
SpaceX
evil.
No,
Disney.
No, chaotic
neutral,
good,
neutral.
Chaotic good, all the way.
Random lights turning off in the hallways, guys. I'm scared.
Looks like and we're gonna die.
It was the fourth one.
It was the fourth one. The one that we forgot about. It's coming back with a vengeance.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
oh,
yeah,
no.
Oh,
we're
no.
here.
Yeah. I know what you did last summer.
Yeah, that's
is that
the one.
Is that relevant? No,
cool.
Not
for
the
no.
summer.
I don't know.
But anyway, in other news,
Bert. Burp, burp.
Virgin flies their space plane for the first time in years after a fatal space crash. I don't know why you're laughing, Anton. People died.
It was the wording of the way that you introduced the topic.
Virgin flies their space plane. I don't know why I said it like that, but I just said it like that. I'm sorry.
It became
but,
a completely
yeah,
different story when you said it that way.
All right, so which one of you two is the bad person then?
Antoine.
I laughed for
still.
Different reasons.
I laughed
Frankowski, you get the
if
vote.
If someone passes gas at a funeral and you're still laughing, you're still a bad person.
I don't know what you mean. That's the best meme.
Yeah, laughter
I mean,
is
if
the
dead
best
body
medicine.
Passes gas, then you're the bad person.
Okay.
Yeah, if a living person the living person who passed, it's the bad person. Unless it was literally going to be they poop their pants or that. Mm-hmm. But... I mean, if they poop their pants, the same result happens.
they're even worse.
Oh, by the way, Virgin Galactic has no hopes of putting satellites into space or landing anyone on any other planets. Mm-hmm. They want to do tourist trips to suborbital flights in space. That's all they want to do.
Okay.
That's all they want to do.
What's it called? Space station level?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that's orbital.
Yeah, space station's orbital. It'd be within our atmosphere.
Okay. It'd be, like, right outside our atmosphere, so you can, like, hover and float.
Right. And that's from what I understand, they're, like, 10 years behind schedule, and there's, like, two other competitors, such as SpaceX and something else.
I mean, SpaceX isn't even... Right? It's like the Laserdisc versus the VCR. Laserdisc, they're not in the running.
Okay.
Virgin's doing their own thing, but the people are already doing it. Mm-hmm. I think Virgin just wants to do it for cheaper, but they had a terrible crash in like 2014, so they're real behind schedule with everything.
So were there actual people on that test?
I think there were.
Because I understand the new one that they're launching is called White Knight 2 or something like that. So were there casualties for White Knight 1?
2004 Virgin.
Assuming that's the title.
Plane crash.
Concorde.
The Concorde. Yeah, VSS Enterprise. Wow, they called it the Enterprise.
How like original.
Like yeah, the co-pilot, Michael Alsbury, was killed. And the Peter Seibold, the pilot, was seriously injured.
Okay. Huh.
But they launched it from the Mojave, which is cool because Fallout New Vegas. I don't know. I like the game. But anyway, yeah, so they're doing stuff now. I'm like, cool. I don't really care. I don't really care about Virgin. Virgin does Virgin.
Yeah.
Virgin's not like Virgin's not like stepping into SpaceX's territory.
They can't hold a candle.
Virgin's not gonna take anything away from SpaceX.
SpaceX is getting all the way up there and popping out 10 satellites in one load, and then Virgin can't even get
Virgin's having trouble just getting it off the ground at this point.
Performance issues. It can't get into space.
Performance issues. Yeah. It was just
can't
a test flight, though.
Off?
No, we can't actually laugh at these jokes because then they're not funny if we laugh. In other news, Mozilla tells Facebook no, and I actually just installed this thing. It's a Facebook container.
Hmm. So explain to me what you mean by Facebook container.
Build a data wall around Facebook.
Oh, so Facebook can't basically can't like come out and be like, this is what you like, and now we're going to use all this information to advertise
yep.
to you.
Facebook yeah. can't do that now. Okay. Well, I mean, it's harder for Facebook to do it.
It's not that. It stops Facebook from using the metadata that's saved in your browser
from other websites
to tell like, oh, you were on Amazon. What were you looking at on Amazon? Oh, you were looking at CDs? Well, I'm going to recommend you some CDs to buy then.
Okay.
It does nothing inside of Facebook itself,
mm-hmm.
but like...
So it builds a wall, so that way it can't see what else is going on outside of Facebook, right?
It's like, Anthony, if you're a child, you know how you have that playpen? If your parents decide you don't get those holes in your playpen, you can only see what's inside your playpen. That's what you get.
Yeah.
And Anthony has a tear rolling down his face because he can't handle not seeing the world outside.
But also your playpen has a roof.
Yeah, so you can see what's above you, but there's a ceiling.
No, the playpen has a roof.
Oh, it does have a roof. Oh, that's sad.
I mean,
it's pretty enclosed.
That's sad.
From what I've been reading, it's really enclosed. What?
Is the roof at least painted really nicely?
No, there's no light in there.
It'll be dark in that box. No one gave you light.
Complete sensory deprivation.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. You're encased in a saltwater tank. You're 3 years old. Soundproofed.
Calm down there, L.
It's too much. All the memories are rushing back.
Several years pass, and you work for the Miami Police Department.
someone says the word gopher hole, and you turn in, and you awake from your sleeper agent.
Everyone dies. I am the Amazon hitman.
Isn't this like the second time we talked about sleeper agents on this podcast?
I don't even know.
I wouldn't be surprised.
To be fair, what would ever happen if you accidentally stumbled upon the sleeper agent's phrase? Imagine being like a normal day-to-day conversation where this somehow comes up.
I don't know. That's a really bad
sleeper agent.
I have a question and a joke, but I don't know if it's appropriate. So I'm not gonna. I'll make it after the podcast.
Okay.
Like a good sleeper agent phrase should be something that would never actually come up in conversation.
But that's
like,
the thing.
It could be like a random string of numbers.
People are horribly good at doing random things wrong.
Imagine, like, that random string of numbers is actually just a 10-digit, it's 10-digit log, so someone says, like, their phone number.
Yeah. like, no, it's his code, it's been his code all his life, he goes to change his phone number, and it's his phone number, So they just they have it written down, and you have to speak it, so it doesn't work. So he goes like, "Oh, what's your phone number?" And then he says it, and then he activates it.
Activating yourself.
Activate it yourself.
Is this the equivalent of an AI having an on button?
Yeah.
That only so. It can activate?
Yeah, pretty much.
I like it.
I like it.
I support this.
Can you imagine if that's the company's intention the entire time? Like, they had a plan.
The companies?
Yeah, no, like the company that created the sleeper agent.
Amazon.
Yeah, so Amazon, they were all like, so we're going to give them a cell phone, right? And then when we're ready for him to activate, we'll destroy the cell phone so he has to go buy a new one, but then he'll have to get a new number because the SIM card's also trash. And then when he gets the new number, he'll activate himself. Like, it was all part of the plan.
What if he has no friends so he never tells anyone his phone number? Or what if he strictly uses Snapchat so like it doesn't matter?
Strictly uses Snapchat.
These are still flaws of the system. They have to work out.
It's Amazon. What flaws do you think they have? None.
Oh, you're
lawful
right.
Lawful neutral. No flaws.
And this is why Bezos is the richest man in the world.
Exactly. Another thing that I want to say, the AI with the on button, this is not written, but Muskie was talking about how he changed his stance on AI recently.
What?
About how AI could be like a crazy dictator. I don't know. I didn't like it.
Is that what he believed before?
Or no, he was like, AI is not that big of a threat.
Okay.
But, like as of recently, he says AI could lead to a robot dictator. Creation of godlike AI could doom. Okay. So he's talking about general AI. Everyone else always talks about just AI in general. AI in general instead of general AI.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm just going to throw in a fun little AI question for you guys. If you wanted to program a stop button into a robot, how do you do it?
A stop button?
Yes. Like an actual button that stops the robot from what it's doing and shuts it off.
I would literally say after it performs its dedicated function 1,000 times, it just turns off.
No.
Because, I mean, like,
no.
It would get to 999.
No.
And then it'd be like, well, I'm not going to turn off, so it wouldn't perform its function.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
No. Because the issue is you have to figure out how to make the stop button work in the robot's logic. And you can make the stop button automatically complete its goal, but then the quickest way to complete the goal is to hit the stop button.
Oh, yeah.
But if it's not, you have to make it sentient of the stop button, because if you don't, whenever you do it, it'll eventually figure out, oh, there's a stop button on me, and it'll figure out it anyways.
Yeah.
It's interesting to figure out how awful AI is trying to figure out.
Yeah.
Huh.
In other words, never program a robot to stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, make it go forever. Doesn't matter.
Put a manual stop button on it.
Make it go forever, but make it go faster and faster and faster until the hardware can't handle it.
No, I'm saying manual stop. So like,
yeah, no, that's the issue.
That's what it means.
If it realizes it has a stop button on it, the fastest way
stop button to be quote unquote pleasurable to the robot, then it'll just press it.
What you would do is that you would design it so that it can only get hit stop button after it's completed its goal.
But then you need it for an emergency stop. Like, what if it's getting you a glass of water and the child's on the floor in its path?
It just steps
it doesn't
on the child.
Care about the child. It cares about getting you the water.
I want to use it to kill babies. That's a D&D joke. Don't worry about it.
So many tears.
There's a long video on it, Frankowski. You need to see
it.
Yeah,
I think I need to see it because I understand, or I'm starting to understand a little bit more, but I still have like areas of confusion in this description.
I'll find it for you. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
But in opposite of robot news. Dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs are robots.
Oh my god. Is it possible to play dinosaurs in the current meta?
No. Yeah, so apparently Jurassic Park's getting a new game, which if anyone's ever played the old Jurassic Park games, might not be the best of news.
Bad.
it's basically like a Zoo Tycoon clone. More or less. I'm curious to see what it is.
Zoo Tycoon had a dinosaur expansion pack.
It did, but this will be like a good version of that expansion pack.
Zoo Tycoon was good. The expansion pack wasn't bad.
Wasn't bad is a different
okay,
from good.
Okay, who's making it?
No idea.
Because it really depends on who's making it. If it's the same people that made City, the good SimCity.
Oh, SimCity 4. Deluxe Edition.
No, no. The people who made the good SimCity clone. I don't.
City Skyline?
City Skyline. The people who, if it's the people who made that, that's fine. That's good. That's okay. I'm okay with it. But if it's not, then it's not going to be good. Paradox? I think Paradox made it. Someone made it. But I hope
it's being made by Frontier Developments.
I don't think they're the ones that made City Skyline. Oh no.
They made Roller Coaster Tycoon 3.
Okay.
And Zoo Tycoon 2013. So this is in their ballpark.
Okay, so all right, this is in their realm of game design. That's fine.
So it's not like it's a bad idea. It just might be a bad game.
It's not like EA is doing it.
Speaking of which,
rest in peace, Maxis.
Speaking of EA though, does anyone know what's happening with Anthem right now? I'm just curious. Okay, Frank, Alice has got something.
Is it dead?
Sounds like it.
I mean, I haven't heard anything super, super recently. However, what I do know is that they were supposed to release it sometime like this year or late last year, but then they pushed it way back after the controversy with Star Wars Battlefront so that they could fix...
Hey, what's Anthem?
All right, so Anthem is basically supposed to be like the Destiny clone slash killer.
What's Destiny? You know, I hear a lot about Destiny, and I actually don't know what Destiny is.
Is that a real question? Space Call of Duty.
Yes, and
Space Call of Duty.
It's a cooperative game that has a story mode. And
I literally am always like, is Destiny just Warframe?
No.
I mean,
it's far worse. If Warframe and Call of Duty had a baby, that's what Destiny is.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Mass Effect, if those three had a baby.
Is there a storyline to Destiny? I don't know anything about Destiny.
No, there is just Destiny to the first Destiny game. There is no storyline whatsoever. It claims to have one.
It's there if you dig really, really, really deep.
Yeah,
but
that means Dark Souls goes on the website and look at what the card descriptions are.
If the game was made like Dark Souls, but they just forgot to put it into the game itself, that's what Destiny's story is.
Okay.
You do things because you're supposed to. You don't know why.
Right. It's
but
dungeon
you have
after
to go
dungeon
to the website to
with
it
some cutscenes and like a hardly understandable story. Cutscenes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, so now here's the thing. Destiny was originally supposed to be a much better game with a much better story, but the Activision or whoever runs it was all like, yeah, no, the story's
Bungie,
way
right?
too convoluted.
Bungie. Yeah,
Bungie.
It was
Bungie. No, it was like. It was someone above Bungie or something like that.
Microsoft?
Or someone inside of Bungie who's, like, in charge of the whole creative process. Like, yeah, no, this story's way too convoluted. And so
was
we're going to make
was
you
it
change.
Todd Howard?
I don't remember. It was some person.
Todd Howard's younger brother?
I don't know if this is a meme or a real
Todd
person.
Todd Howard is the creator, is the what lead game designer at Bethesda.
Oh, okay.
And everyone always just messes up his name because it's funny.
So, I mean, I really wish we had gotten to see, like, the original Destiny, like, game. Because, like, all the lore that you see in the cards was originally supposed to be, like, cutscenes and videos, like, for the game that drove the story of the game. But then they're like, no, too convoluted. Make it just, like, a good versus evil type thing. And they're all like,
okay.
Because you want to assume that everyone that we market to is a 3-year-old who doesn't understand anything beyond the depth of good versus evil.
And the worst part is, the story had really good potential.
It really
because
did.
It made you question if you were actually on the good side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's when a video game story is good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's not many video game story narratives that are like popular. I mean that I consider fun.
For me,
Good versus evil is not fun.
Mm-hmm.
But like the ones that make you question things, that's like the biggest one, and that's
until you play Spec Ops: The Line.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't played it, but the consensus is great story with really mundane gameplay, and that mundane gameplay might be on purpose, but then you handicapped your game.
Yeah.
Because, like, yeah, combat is not supposed to be fun, but when you're playing a game, if it's not fun, you don't want to play it. So
yeah, Spec Ops: The Line is
like,
rough.
Good message, but
yeah.
Bad execution.
Video games weren't the media to do it.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Anyway, the whole thing with Anthem right now is just they're kind of in a bad space, and a lot of people are like hopeful for the game, but a lot of people really aren't because it's EA doing it. And they're like, yeah, they're taking a year off of the game, or they're delaying the game a year to try and make it better, but it's still going to be like the same type of microtransaction BS that EA does because it doesn't care about its customers. It just cares about their customers' money.
We won with Star Wars.
We did, but they'll probably try something else that's just less intense than Star Wars.
You choose a less popular game to do it. No one's going to complain about it.
Anthem has a whole lot of attention on it right now.
How's Cyberpunk doing?
My God. I could tell you details about Cyberpunk for days. Anyway, there's a whole bunch of speculation about how it's set to release or how they're going to be doing press releases for it
give me one word right now. Just so my interest is piqued.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay, good. All right, continue.
So, I'm going to go against you on this, Anthony. I'm okay with them trying new systems.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we have now clearly doesn't work very well. Because it angers people. Because if it's not something that has actual value to the player, no one's going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
But if it has...
Wrong?
If it has real value to the player... then you imbalance your game.
You are 100% wrong with that.
I'm not saying skins and stuff don't have any kind of value, but...
Skins get wins.
Yes, this is true. but if you do things that don't add too much, like very pointless single-player content, you can't really expect to make any kind of money on that.
Okay.
And I don't want to see game costs go up, no. But I'd also be lying if I said that they should still be $60. Because it's been $60 for, what, how long has the PS4 been now? 10 years?
A long time. And even before then, they were pretty much $60.
PS4, 10? What years?
The PS4 dropped in 2013.
Yeah. No, it's PS3.
I meant 4.
Four.
I meant 3, not 4.
Okay.
Yeah, PS3's been out for like 10 years.
Yeah.
Something like
PS3
that.
PS3 came out in 2006.
Cool. So, 13 years. Game prices have been $60 for 13 years.
It's been $60 for a lot longer than 13 years.
Yeah, when Oblivion came out.
That's 360. That's also 2006.
Oh, yeah, that is 360. Yeah. I think the original Battlefront was $60.
You know what, John? I'm going to say that I do agree with you.
So I want to see them try something.
Mm-hmm. But find something that works.
If they're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not going to, good. But if they're going to put in microtransactions, I want them to find a system that makes it somewhat worthwhile.
Mm-hmm.
Because, well, I might not pay for it. I'm okay with other people paying for it if they feel like their money's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And if it doesn't create an imbalance. Because where Battlefront's issue was it was essentially pay to win. And then once they got rid of the system... it was still whoever paid was winning because they didn't reset anything, so they didn't have to give back refunds. So if you paid to win early on, you were still way ahead of the curve after they disabled the transactions.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm taking a look at how much the Battlefront is.
Battlefront 2?
Battlefront 2. How much it is when... I mean, like, if you buy it new now, it's $55.
You mean the new one, right?
No, I mean Battlefront 2 for Xbox. OG Xbox. OG Star Wars Battlefront.
Because it's a collector's item now, that's why.
But it's only $55.
Yeah, so, because it was published a lot.
Yeah.
It was also multi-platform. The reason why Nintendo exclusives go so high is because it's one platform.
Well, in other news, I guess we should talk about the Fantastic Beasts 2 trailer.
Oh, yeah, I watched that.
Did either of you two see the first one?
No.
I didn't watch the first movie. The trailer didn't say all that much.
I haven't seen Deathly Hallows. Do you really think I watched Fantastic Beasts?
And I was supposed to know that how?
Fampboostic bottles? Bottles? Doorknob?
Doorknob. Did it doorknob?
Doorknob?
Fantastic doorknobs
fantastic,
and where to find them.
Fantastic doorknobs and where to find them. And it's just
fantastic
it's just,
doorknobs and how to turn them.
Fantastic diners and where to find them. Otherwise known as Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Dingoes, dingbats, and doorknobs.
Dingoes, dingbats, and doorknobs.
I'm sorry. It's really funny.
I can't.
Yeah, no. Honestly, the first trailer did not interest me all that much, but I've seen the second trailer, and
second
it makes me
looks
kind of
sweet.
It really makes me want to go back and watch the first one.
Or then, if I mean, like,
I recommend it's gonna be the same thing as the new Star Wars trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't expect the originals out of it.
And not the new Star Wars trilogy. The new Star Wars spinoff.
Hmm?
What?
You can't expect the old trilogy out of the Star Wars spinoffs.
No. We're saying, when you watch the new Star Wars movies, don't expect it to be the old Star Wars movies, because the new ones are different from the old ones.
I thought it was more of like a spinoffs thing, where it was like, don't expect Fantastic Beasts 2 to be like Harry Potter because it's a spinoff.
No. Yes.
The first one, kind of, but it sets up the framework for the second one, mm-hmm. which is the backstory, or some of the backstory with Dumbledore.
Here's my thing. I really, really would have been upset if it was like Harry Potter, because it's two very different people living two very different styles of life. The story should be incredibly different in order to reflect like how different what they do. Because no one's life is exactly the same. Harry Potter's story is Harry Potter's story, and this guy's story is his story.
What's this character's name? Newt Gingrich?
Newt Gingrich.
It does start with a G. It's no joke. It is like Newt.
It's Grindelwald.
Huh?
Grindelwald. I just had to look it up like a week ago.
Yeah? So, yeah, no. Their stories, I feel, should be very different because they're reflecting very, very different things, very, very, very different walks of life. So yeah. I would be upset if they were the same.
So I'm hopeful for it, especially because Dumbledore backstory. Yeah. Dumbledore. I love Dumbledore.
Dumbledore. You're a wizard, Harry.
I saw where it was set. I'm like, oh man, is this Harry Potter but with Nazis? But it's not.
No.
It wasn't. It was never going to be.
It's not even close.
It's just always funny to make that joke.
Oh, remember how Transformers 1 set up that they all fell to Earth and during like that same year, but then Transformers 4 came in and was like, oh, actually Bumblebee was around for the Holocaust.
Bumblebee was in the Holocaust. Fun fact, if you actually look in the background of Schindler's List, you can see Bumblebee. Like 27 times Bumblebee is appearing.
I don't believe it.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, World Schindler's War List, greatest movie of all time.
I've never seen it.
I never Neither seen have I.
Fix
List.
It. Fix that.
I've seen The Boy in the Striped Pajamas, though, and that is one of the only movies that has ever nearly brought me to tears.
Titanic made me cry.
See, take Boy in the Striped Pajamas and multiply it by a couple thousand.
How?
That Schindler's List.
How do you do that?
You watch Schindler's List and you find out.
Listen, I need to explain something.
It made 17-year-old me bawl my eyes out.
The Boy in the Striped Pajamas is probably the most depressing thing I have ever seen in my entire life.
Because you haven't seen Schindler's List.
It is still to this day, like, nothing is more depressing.
You guys ever watch Food Fight? That's pretty depressing.
Well, that is depressing, but that's a different kind of depressing.
It's a different kind of depressing. It's more like disappointed.
Yeah, that's crippling depression.
I have crippling depression.
We really shouldn't be making Idubbbz jokes, but
I understand that meme as of literally today's Friday, as of literally 6 days ago.
But you didn't understand the other one?
Which one?
The one that happened at the D&D session.
Which one?
I'll tell you about it later. I'll just show you it. But I want to get on the next thing because we're running out of time, and I want to skip this one because you guys should probably watch the other movie.
Okay.
But
never will.
Yeah,
Ready Player One. I'm going to be seeing it sometime really soon, actually.
Yeah, Samsung wants to hypnotize you to forget your favorite TV shows. Uh-huh. If you Google Samsung hypnotize, you can do it.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work. I tried it with JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, and I can orate the entire part one, part two, part three, part four right now.
It's very relaxing.
Actually, obviously, it did work because you forget that they had a secret part 3.5.
Actually, I do know that with George, but it's only a manga right now. They didn't actually release that with an anime. So could you get your JoJo's history right for once, Anthony?
Can you not
step me up on JoJo's?
Listen,
it's the only anime I watch.
All right, I'll let you have this one, Elliot. I won't take your anime away from you.
Thank you.
I'll say that if you want to hypnotize yourself, it's very relaxing.
It is very relaxing. I was about to fall asleep.
Yeah, I mean, I'm convinced that I don't remember the show because I didn't remember going into it, honestly.
Yeah.
But it was a relaxing half an hour.
It was a good half an hour. You know, if you maybe want to don't think of a TV show. Like, maybe forget about that time that you broke your pants in the middle of high school and your pants fell down, or that time that I can't think of any fake embarrassing thing.
Or just watch the really satisfying animation. It is a satisfying animation on that.
It is satisfying.
So do you have to watch it for 30 minutes then?
30 minutes.
You watch it for the length of the entire runtime of the series that you're trying to forget.
JoJo's is like several hundred hours.
You'd have to. That's the reason you can orate it seasons one or parts 1, 2, 3, and 4 because you didn't watch it properly.
Ow!
You have to watch it for several hundred hours.
Hurts me.
Yeah, the assumptions you watch it once per episode,
right?
Yeah. You have to watch it. You forget the episode, then you watch the episode, and you go, "Wow, I know what happens next time, though." And then you watch it again. You're like, "No, I don't." Forget it all. Whoops! You do it too many times. You forget your own name. It's like, I think my name is Jotaro. Whoops!
That is so good.
But. That is
so
all the time
there's a
we
lot
have.
Of good memes today. Wait, one. PS5 might be backwards compatible. Okay, that's all the time we have.
Okay, so
you
yeah,
can't
sure.
Just drop that and then not
sure,
talk about it.
Sure, don't save anything for next week. We're gonna talk about that next week. Ignore what Anthony said.
Yeah, go watch the animation to forget those last 5 seconds.
Just go watch that animation to forget this podcast, please.
It doesn't work for radio shows.
If they believe hard enough, maybe. TV shows.
No, they have to listen to the radio show while they're watching the animation to forget about the radio show.
But then
show.
They'll hear about the radio show as they're forgetting.
Listen, I didn't say it was a perfect system.
You'll just be remembering what you forgot.
Listen to
you'll
it
just
backwards.
Just be forgetting what
listen
you remember.
Play it backwards. Speed it up.
Mm-hmm.
Put me channel here. Can we go out to the me channel song?
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is all the time we have for today, Nerdles. Once John gives me the okay, I can stop talking because he's gonna pull up the me channel song, and that's what we're gonna leave with. All right. Well, this has been Nerd News Now. I'm Elliot Cabe.
I'm Anthony Richards.
Special guest Antoine.
And I'm John Nolan. Thank you for joining us, Antoine.
Yes, thank you very much.
Antoine's
it was a lot of fun.
His last name. His first name is actually special guest, guys.
That's yeah. The one.
His middle name is guest. His first name is special. His last name is Antoine.
Yeah.
So that'd make his initials Ska.
Ska.
Just remember that.
Ska. Ska. That's your
word. S-P-A. It's Spa. It's Spa.
Ska.
Wait, Scott. Where's the C coming from?
You can never spell.
Special guest Antoine. Scott.
Yeah, special. C-P-I-E-A-L.
There we go.
Ow. How did I do that?
Ever tell you about the time I spelled soup kitchen wrong? And that's for next podcast.